Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nart Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The ADHD Field Guide for Adults by Kate Osborne. With Eric Goode and Rennie Dybal is a non-fiction guide focused on adult attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and the practical realities of living with it beyond childhood. It is written for readers who want more than a basic symptom list or a clinical overview. The book aims to translate ADHD into everyday adult experience, including organization, time management, relationships, healthcare, and self-understanding. Its structure is intentionally ADHD-friendly, using short sections, conversational framing, check-ins, and exercises to reduce the friction that many readers feel with dense self-help books. The authors also draw on their own lived experience as adults with ADHD, which gives the book an accessible, candid tone without turning it into a memoir. In a field where adult ADHD resources can be fragmented or overly generalized, this book positions itself as a practical field guide rather than a theoretical manual. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, an adult-centered explanation of ADHD beyond childhood assumptions. The value of this framing is that it reduces shame while also improving clarity. But readers are invited to see ADHD as a difference in how daily life is organized and managed, not as a moral defect or lack of effort. That shift is practical because it changes what kinds of solutions make sense. Instead of asking adults to try harder, the book focuses on recognizing patterns and designing responses that fit the brain as it actually works. Secondly, a systems first approach to organization and productivity. This topic stands out because it turns productivity into design work. The goal is not to force consistency through discipline, but to create a structure that reduces friction and makes success more likely. That includes using shorter steps, visible cues, triage strategies, and practical backups when routines collapse. For readers who have been told to rely on planners, habits, or motivation alone, this approach offers a more realistic model. It also makes the book useful to therapists and supporters because it shows how to troubleshoot daily life in concrete terms rather than offering abstract encouragement. Thirdly, attention to comorbidities, diagnosis, and the wider clinical picture, the book also helps demystify evaluation and diagnosis, which can be a significant barrier for adults who suspect ADHD but do not know how to pursue assessment or what to expect from the process. Rather than presenting diagnosis as a simple endpoint, it treats it as part of a larger process of interpretation and self-advocacy. This matters because getting the label is only one step. Understanding what else is present is what makes treatment and coping strategies more effective. The book therefore serves as both an educational resource and a guide for interpreting mixed symptoms with more precision. Fourthly, body awareness, hormones, and the parts of ADHD that standard advice ignores. The book also takes seriously the experience of boredom and stress, two states that can destabilize attention and behavior in ways that outsiders often underestimate. Rather than treating these as minor inconveniences, it presents them as central obstacles to functioning well. That gives the reader a more accurate explanation for why certain days or environments feel impossible. In doing so, the book broadens ADHD management beyond calendars and task lists into a more complete account of physical regulation, energy, and sensory experience. This makes the guidance more grounded and more usable across different contexts. Lastly, relationships, intimacy, and self-advocacy in daily life. The healthcare sections are equally significant because many adults with ADHD have had to advocate for themselves in systems that do not always understand neurodivergence well. Guidance on testing, evaluations, and interacting with professionals gives the book a concrete utility that many reader-oriented ADHD books lack. In combination, these topics make the book feel less like a summary of symptoms and more like a guide to negotiating adult life across emotional, social, and institutional settings. That breadth is one of its main differentiators. It does not isolate ADHD from the rest of life, but shows how the condition intersects with the most personal and the most bureaucratic parts of being an adult. In conclusion, this book is best suited for adults with ADHD, people who suspect they may have ADHD, and therapists, partners, or family members who want a clearer understanding of what ADHD looks like outside childhood. Its practical benefit is not limited to explanation. It helps readers translate diagnosis into action by focusing on systems, self-observation, and realistic problem-solving. The book is especially useful for late-diagnosed adults who need validation without patronization, and for readers who have grown frustrated with advice that assumes they can simply work harder or get more disciplined. What makes it stand out in the crowded ADHD self-help category is its combination of lived experience, clinical awareness, and ADHD-friendly structure. It does not just describe ADHD in general terms. It addresses the overlooked areas that shape adult functioning, including body awareness, hormones, intimacy, comorbidity, and healthcare navigation. That gives it a broader and more usable perspective than many shorter or more generic guides. As a result, it functions both as a readable introduction and as a practical reference for ongoing use. If you would like to support Kate Osborne, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.